Hungarian President Katalin Novak launches pro-family manifesto. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 19, 2023. Rome, Hungary's first female president, Katalin Novak, has launched a 12-point pro-family manifesto defending parental rights and bucking woke trans trends. Those born as girls should be allowed to grow up as girls, and boys as boys, reads the second point of the manifesto, rebuffing the nonsensical and unscientific language of sex assigned at birth. Drawing from pro-abortion language, the manifesto calls for real freedom of choice for women, meaning that no mother should have to give up having children because of work, or work because of having children. President Novak, an economist and mother of three children, released the manifesto at Hungary's demographic summit celebrated this weekend in the nation's capital, Budapest. Having served as State Secretary for Family Affairs and then Minister of Family Affairs prior to being elected President of the Republic, Novak said that parents have the right, duty, and responsibility to raise their children, free from harmful ideologies. Hungary must not give its consent to anti-family decisions on international matters, Novak declared, in apparent reference to antinatality and pro-abortion programs pushed on countries at an international level. Hungary's pro-family policies, a standout in Europe, have been successful in turning around a disastrous situation of population decline in the country. In 2020, Novak told Breitbart News that 8 years of socialist, anti-work, anti-economy, and anti-family governance had brought the country to the brink of collapse. All that began to change in 2010 with the election of the government of Viktor Orban, Novak recalled, when Hungary started to build a family-friendly country. Our main goal is to eliminate the burdens that couples face when they would like to have children, she said, with policies like lifelong exemption from personal income tax for women with four children, partial mortgage write-offs for families after the birth of their second child, and grandparental leave. The recent demographic figures speak for themselves. The number of marriages is at its 40-year high, the fertility rate at its 20-year high, while the divorces haven't been as low as last year in the last six decades, she said. Novak's 12-point manifesto was seconded by Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who also attended the conference and praised Novak as a fighter. There is indeed no doubt that a serious demographic crisis is affecting Italy, but it is also affecting the whole of Europe and is now spreading across vast areas of the world, particularly the West in its entirety, Meloni stated in her address to the conference. In our view, demography is not just another of the many issues of our nations, she argued. It is the issue on which our nation's future depends. Follow at Williams Rome.